Hi YouTube! So today I'm just gonna tell you about my top 5 TV shows in the last year or two that I've been watching. Number 5. House of Cards. The Bad. I really don't understand a lot of political terms, so a lot of it I feel like I missed. I'm actually thinking about rewatching the show just to catch the parts I didn't miss and to just see the goodness of it. The good. House of Cards is a dark and dramatic look on politics and the rise to power. It's only 2 seasons into the show, and it's already gone so far. The greatest thing about this show is that real politicians in the world actually say that this show is very accurate to what real politicians are like, which makes a very important scene in the show, which I won't spoil obviously, one of the boldest television scenes ever. Number 4. Orange is the New Black. The Bad. When first watching this show, I felt like I was seeing some really personal stuff from women, because it's women in prison, and I wouldn't normally be in a situation like that. So I felt a little uncomfortable watching the show at first, as if, like, should I be watching this? The Good. I got comfortable with this fact once I started to get to know the characters a little more, and I started feeling compassion and empathizing for everything that they were going through. This is probably one of the best written shows I've ever seen. The story is super in-depth, and I felt like the story was pretty realistic, and it was based off of a true story. The writing made me love every character for different reasons with each backstory that was provided. Number 3, The Walking Dead. Bad. This show can drag on a little bit with episodes that really don't need to be in existence. The Good. I am obsessed with post-apocalyptic world stuff. When the world is quiet and we see the world in a way that's just completely abandoned and the remaining survivors have to try to survive. It's so cool to me. I love The Walking Dead Telltale game, which is a totally different thing than The Walking Dead show. The Last of Us are 2 great, amazing games for this same reason. I love the stories that can be told in these worlds. I really appreciate season 2 in The Walking Dead. That's an unpopular opinion because a lot of people hated season 2 because it was just them on a farm. The story development and the character development were fantastic in that season. Number 2. Game of Thrones. Bad. It was super hard to follow what was happening in the show at first. It took me to like the middle of season 2 to remember all of the family names. I love how Game of Thrones puts a modern twist to what medieval life would be like. Even though I know this isn't medieval life, it's relatable because they show methods that don't make sense to us in our time period at all in a way that's very modern. No character is safe in this show, which makes every episode scary as shit. One of my favorite characters just like dies out of nowhere for no reason. You're just like, brings me in and I want to watch more, so it's brutal, dramatic, and awesome. Number 1. Spanish, English. Breaking Bad. Bad. Good joke. Good. This show is a masterpiece. It's so common for people to just watch the first episodes of Breaking Bad and just kind of put it off because it's a little slow in the first season. Breaking Bad is only meant to be seen in full, from start to finish. That's what makes it a masterpiece. It's not one piece of it. It's the entire thing together. Breaking Bad has really strong story arcs, and I even feel like the city of Albuquerque is a character itself. Everything has such specific personalities and pieces and roles to what this show is all about. Walter White's depth and transformation makes Walter White one of the best television characters of all time. I've seen the last season like 12 times, and I have this weird emotional connection to this show, making it my number 1. Alrighty, that is it. Make sure you like the video if you like it. Thank you guys for watching. My question for you is, what is your favorite television show of all time? I want to watch some new shows, and you should let me know if you have a show that I haven't seen. If you're new here, hi, my name is Adorian. It's nice to meet you. I make videos every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So subscribe to see my videos 3 times a week, and I will see you on Monday. What? Hi YouTube, so today I'm going to answer 10 questions that are personal / sexual. Because this video is being uploaded late, I'm filming this late, and I felt like I needed to punish myself. All right, so let's get to it. 1, do you judge people solely based on their body or physical assets?